So tonight, Baruch Hashem, we all had the schia of lighting the first net of Chanukah. And as I said last week, our shia centered around the basic question, Shmoinis Yemei Chanukah al Shuma. And I said that this week we will deal with more a shia of more halachic nature. So tonight we will discuss the very basic and very fundamental question of Mukim Hadlukas Ner Chanukah. So in Eretz Yisrael, the broad community of Bnei Torah are Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah exactly in the same fashion that Chazal were Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz, and the big Machne, the big camp of Chasidim, are Noye Keminag Avoyseyim. And just like the great Chatzedes of the Rebbes in Europe, they were Madlik B'toch HaBayis. That is the minig of Chassidim up to this very day. Not only in Chutz Lortz, but also in Eretz Yisrael. They are Madlik B'toch HaBayis, Mezizah Miyamin, Ner Chanukah Mismol, one of the central Psochim B'toch HaBayis, and that is where they're Madlik Ner Chanukah. So if you ask, where am I Madlik Ner Chanukah? Because they did not really come to a final decision what I am, who I am. I am a kaim achoyz b'zeh, v'gam ezeh al ta'anach yadcho. So I'm madlik, kemenag avoysay, b'toich habayis, and the door from my salon out to the yard in my house, and I'm also madlik al pesach habayis mebechutz, because why shouldn't one be madlik al pesach beisoy mebechutz? So I have two chanukiyos. It's not something that I pass them for anyone else. It is a bit strange. We have not seen people lighting two menorahs, but that is what I do. Where I make the bracha? I make the bracha b'adloka b'toich habayis, but without making a hefsek. Before saying haneiro yisalolu onu madlikim, I am also madlik with the same bracha al pesach habayis mebechutz, and then I say haneiro yisalolu. So this is the topic we will be discussing today. Where is the proper place to be madlik neiros Chanukah? So the Rambam writes twice in Hilchos Chanukah. It would be very, very beneficial if I could have a Rambam Zmanim, Hilchos Chanukah, and a Mishneh Berurah, Chelek Vav, if it's available. Mishneh Berurah, Hilchos Chanukah, it's right there. So, it is not only the Ramah that writes in Hilchos Chanukah that who in our days we are madlik b'fneima, we're not madlik b'chutz. It is also many, many Rishonim. Actually, I would dare to say all the Rishonim that we find that b'zman hazeh, the minhag is to be madlik ner Chanukah b'toich habayis and not b'chutz. So in Siman Tov, Reish, Ayin, Zayin, we find that our minig is to be madlik b'toich habayis. And we also find the same in Siman Tov, Reish, Ayin, Zayin, that our minig is to be madlik b'toich habayis and not b'pesach habayis mechutz. Yesh, oim rev, d'bezman ha-shesh, o'madlikim b'fnim mamish, Yadlik b'mokim sho'ichel, that is in Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, and in Tov Siv Beis, and in Tov Reish Ayin Alef Siv Zayin. Bezman hazeh shekulonu madlikim b'fnim, ve'ein hekel abnei reshus harabim klal, ein lochesh kol kach im ein madlikim b'tefach ha-sumach l'pesach. So there are more rights. Bezman hazeh shekulonu madlikim b'fnim, ve'ein hekel abnei reshus harabim klal. And that is what we find in Tosfos, in the Rashbo, in the Ritvo, in the Ran, in Or Zeruah, in Kolbo, in Sheboli Aleket. Practically all the Rishonim write that our meaning is to be madlik b'fnim. So the Gemara says, B'mokim sakona manichoy al shulchonoy v'dayoy. What does sakona mean? Does sakona mean grave danger, pikuach nefesh, sakonas nefoshes, or does sakona mean difficulty, stress, any degree of agmes nefesh, or yisurim, or tzar? It is quite clear that 1,500 years in Golos, Miaz Chasimis Talmud, or even before Miaz Chorb Mabayis, And the Rishonim that say our minigis to be madlik mifnim are from the Balei Tosfos, from France, from Germany, from Northern Africa, from Spain, from Portugal, from Poland. The Ramo was in Poland. And anybody that has any knowledge or sense of history knows that there were many generations and many times and many places in which there was no sakona to be madlik b'chus. V'yafol pikem, the minig was to be madlik b'fnim. And why is that? So some achroinim have a practical approach. Orach HaShulchan writes, well, in places we live, Hanukkah usually is winter. It's windy, it's rainy. So how could one be madlik a sener of Pesach b'fnim b'chus? So obviously you need a box or some kind of a glass box. And that is something that we don't find in Chazal. So a person is not mechuyev to build a box. He should be able to be madlik ner Hanukkah mebechutz. And that is why the meaning is to be madlik bifnim. Kach kosev orach shulchan sif chov dalet in siman tov resh ayin aleph. But the question arises, and why not? I mean, a person has to bear expenses to be mekayim his mitzvahs in a proper way. So if you can't light outside without buying a box, then buy a box. I mean, you need to pay expenses for kiyum mitzvahs. And there's a machloikis in the achronim, siman tov resh nun vav, in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, how much cost do you have to bear to be mekayim your mitzvahs in a proper fashion? Is it isur nechosav? Is it a tenth of whatever you have? Is it 20% of whatever you have? The Ramo writes, Ein odom chayev lebazbez hoin rav ala mitzvahs. That is in the first even sentence of buying a glass box is not a hoin rav. It's not a fortune. I don't really know how much it costs. I do have a box which I use on my headlock of Pesach Beisim HaBachos. But it's a very minimal expense. So why wouldn't a person be mechuyev to do so, to be mekayim his mitzvah in a proper way? Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who was almost 200 years before the Orach HaShulchan and Shilas Yavetz, Chelek Aleph Simakuf Mem Tes, right, that it's korav lechiyuv gomer to buy some kind of a box to be able to be madlik al Pesach habayis mebechutz. And the basic question is, well, when Chazal said Mitzvah l'anich al Pesach b'Yisrael mebuchutz, obviously, b'yemei Chazal, Chofei Kislev was also winter. And why would we assume that the climate has drastically changed? Well, with everything we know about global warming, we don't have any reason to believe that 2,000 years ago, Chofei Kislev in Eretz Yisrael was summertime. Probably it was rainy and windy in those days as well. V'yafol piken, omru Chazal, mitzvah l'anich al Pesach b'yisrael mebuchutz. And therefore, this approach would not be a very reasonable explanation why the minig throughout Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, from South to North, from Northern Africa, and all other places of Goliath Yisrael, the minig was to be madlik bifnim, and not b'chus. And this brings us to a very basic question. When Chazal say mitzvah l'anich al Pesach b'yisrael mebuchutz, is it ma'akev, or it's merely a mitzvah l'chatchela? And this question touches upon the most fundamental question in the etzem hagdora, in the very essence of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. Is Adlokas Ner Chanukah all about persumenisa, or is Adlokas Ner Chanukah first and foremost, first of all, about zecheleness? Adlokas Ner Chanukah is for each and every individual, for him and for his b'nei bayis. You need to take advantage of the Ner Chanukah to do persumenisa as well. So, is the basic idea of Adlokas Ner Chanukah persumenisa? It starts with persumenisa, and that's the fundamental idea of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. Because in my svarim, I pointed out that we find two different concepts, zecheleness and persumenis. The posik in Tehillim, Perek Kuv Zayin, is the Perek in Tehillim from which we learn Arbo Tzrichem Lehoidois. That is the Perek in Tehillim that Chassidim sell, Pia Baal Shem Tov, every Friday night before Tfilas Mincha. Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi, V'nifla Oysov Levnei Yodom. And after the Briskerov pointed out that this posik is a very fundamental idea, how a Bala Nes, a person that was Zoichu to Rachmi Shemayim and Tenism, how does he have to relate to his experience Baal HaNes. And the Pasuk says, Yoidu Lashem Chasdoi, V'nifloisav Levnei Adam. These are two different ideas. Our first obligation is, our first duty is, Yoidu Lashem Chasdoi, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chasodim and the rachmim that He bestowed upon you. And then, V'nifloisav Levnei Adam. You also have to be mefasim the nes. You have to tell the story of your nisim. You have to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, B'toich Rabim Ahalelenu. But first of all, Yoidu Lashem Chasdoi. And I say, Zeicher L'Nes is all about Yoidu Lashem Chasdoi. Persumenis is about V'nifloisov Levnei Yodom. So what is the basic idea of Ner Chanukah? Is it all about Persumenis? And then we would assume Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz is Ma'akev. And if you didn't light the Ner Chanukah al Pesach Beisim Averutz, lo yotzi yedech avosoi. It is a special tekona b'shas haskona manichal shulchona b'dayoi. That is a special tekona only b'shas haskona. But if it's not b'shas haskona, there is no such concept as manichoy al shulchonoi. That is a special tekona only b'shas haskona. Or maybe no. Or maybe no. The basic idea of Ner Chanukah is Zeicher L'Nes, Yoidu L'Shem Chasdoi. You have to remember the Nes of Pach HaShemen, and therefore you have to make a Zeicher for yourself. And Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is an expression of Hoidoyim. It's an expression of gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you also need to utilize and take advantage of the Ner Chanukah to do Persumenisa as well. Not only Yoidu Lashem Chasdoi, but also V'niflois of Levnei Yodom. That is the basic question. And it boils down to Shaloi B'Shas HaSakona Im Enichoy Al Shulchonoi. Was he Yoitza or not? He didn't do Persumenisa, but maybe, nevertheless, he still was Yoitzi Yedechoy Vosoi. What? Yes, so many poiskim write Persuma Nisa Levnei Vesoy. But maybe when the poiskim write Persuma Nisa Levnei Vesoy, it is actually what they're saying is Zeicher L'Nes. The basic question is Mitzvah La'anichoy Al Pesach Vesoy Mebechus. Is that a lechatchila or it's a ma'akev b'diyevet? So for many years, my feeling was, and I made this argument many times, and I wrote it in my forum as well. We find three halachas in Masechet Shabbos in the Sugya of Chanukah, Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel. Three halachas with the same nusach, the same exact formulation. So one would fairly assume that these three halachas are essentially similar and the same. We find the same lashon, the same formulation. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah la'anichoy al Pesach Beis Mebechutz. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah la'anichoy toich asora tfochim. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah la'anichoy betefach hasomuch lepesach. Three halachas, exactly the same basic formulation. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah la'anichoy. First of all, the lashon mitzvah la'anichoy is mashma lechatchila. But it is not only the diuk mitzvah lahanichoy mashma lechatchila. One could argue, no, who says it's mashma lechatchila? Mitzvah lahanichoy, this is b'diyevet. But it is clear that toich asora tfochim is not miyakev. Ne'ala hachanukah shanichoy lamala me'eslem amo, posul. Ad eslem amo, it's kosher. So when Chazal say, mitzvah lahanichoy lamata ma'asora tfochim, it definitely is only lechatchila. The same applies to mitzvah la'anichoy b'tefach asomuch l'pesach. We find no poisek, none of the rishonim that say tefach asomuch l'pesach is ma'akev b'diyevet. And if it was more than one tefach removed from the Pesach, you're not yoitza b'diyevet. Nobody says that. So just as mitzvah la'anichoy b'tefach asomuch l'pesach is only lechatchila, mitzvah la'anichoy b'tefach asomuch l'pesach is lechatchila, who adin? The halacha of mitzvah la'anichoy B'Pesach Beisim HaBechutz is only Lechatchila. And many years later, when I learned Hilchas Mezuzah, Yoyre Deyesim and Reish Peites, Kachi Darko Shul Toira. Oh. This is for the benefit of the world and posterity. So many years later, when I learned Yored Esim Reish Peites Chilches Mezuzah Kachi Darka Shel Torah Divrei Torah Aniyim B'Mokam Echad V'Shirim B'Mokam Echad, I am used to saying Divrei Torah Shirim B'Mokam Echad V'Shirim Tfei B'Mokam Echad. And sometimes, to properly understand one halacha, you must learn another sugya in an entirely different area of halacha. So in Yored Esim and Reish Peites, when the Bishayisav deals with Aloch and Elchus Meses, a mitzvah la'anichoi, betefach ha-somach l'rishus ha-rabim, is that Miyakev b'di'eved, mezuzah, mitzvah la'anichoi, betefach ha-somach l'rishus ha-rabim. When you have a very broad doorpost, and the doorpost might be 5 or 6 or 10 tefachim, mitzvah l'anichoi b'tefach ha-somach l'shus ha-rabim. So the Bais Yosef says, that is only l'chatchila, it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. Why? Because we find three halachas in the same sugyan menachas with the same lashon. And therefore we should assume that they all three have the same halacha. Mezuzah mitzvah l'anichoi b'tefach ha-somach l'shus ha-rabim. Mezuzah mitzvah l'anichoi b'tchilas shlish u'elyon. Mezuzah mitzvah l'anichoi b'toch ha'loloi shol Pesach. So the Bais Yosef says, just like b'tchilas shlish u'elyon is definitely not ma'akev b'di'eved, toch ha'loloi shol Pesach is not ma'akev b'di'eved, so we should assume mitzvah l'anichoi tefach ha'somach l'shus ha'rabim is not ma'akev b'di'eved. So exactly the same argument that I made in the sugya of Chanukah, three halachas, all three have the same basic formulation, mitzvah lahanichoi. We should assume that all these three halachas have the same din. It is exactly the same argument the Bais Yosef makes in Yored Reish Peites and Hilchos Mezuzah when he says, is the din of tefach ha'somach l'shus ha'rabim mi'akiv b'di'eved or not? And the Bais Yosef says, well, mitzvah lahanichoi b'tchilas shlish elyon is not mi'akev. Mitzvah lahanichoi b'toch ha'lolos shel Pesach is not mi'akev b'di'eved. And if you can't put it b'toch ha'lolos shel Pesach, you could put it outside. So the same rule would apply. Mitzvah lahanichoi b'tefach ha'somach l'shus ha'rabim, which is not mi'akev b'di'eved.
Maybe b'di'eved you're allowed to light by the window, but not on the table.
If Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz is not Miyakev B'di'eved, that means Persuma Nisul Rishus HaRabim is not Ma'akev B'di'eved. The window is only Mishadar Ba'aliyah. Mishadar Ba'aliyah, the window, that is his way to do Persuma Nisul HaRabim. So no, it is totally unreasonable to say that Tefach HaSum Rishus HaRabim is not Ma'akev B'di'eved. The Kavona is Chalon HaSomach L'Shus HaRabim. Chalon HaSomach L'Shus HaRabim is the equivalent of Pesach Beis HaMebechutz. If you don't have Pesach Beis HaMebechutz because you're Dar Baliyah, that is your Pesum L'Shus HaRabim. But if the basic din of Mitzvah L'Hanichoi, Pesach Beis HaMebechutz is not Me'akav V'Di'evet, that means Al Shulchonoi V'Dayoi. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah paskins that Tefach HaSomach L'Shus HaRabim is Ma'akev B'di'eved. And the Bais Yosef makes his comment, B'shitas HaTur. The Tur is the one that says, it's not Ma'akev B'di'eved. So, the Bais Yosef substantiates the Shitas HaTur in Mezuzah by drawing the comparison between the three halachas. So if the Rambam feels Tchilas L'Shuelin is not Miyakev by Mezuzah, Terech HaLolo Shul Pesach is not Miyakev by Mezuzah, but Tefach HaShus HaRabim is Miyakev by Mezuzah, then obviously the Rambam doesn't accept this argument. And just as in Hilchos Mezuzah, there are three halachas regarding Mezuzah, Mitzvah L'Hanichoi, and one out of the three is Miyakev B'di'eved, maybe the same would be by Ner Chanukah. And I say, yes. I think that is so. And I really think, according to the Rambam, Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz is Miyakev B'di'eved, and not only L'chatchila. However, Ein halocha kidivrei Rambam. So I have a very interesting comment regarding Shittas Rambam b'ner Chanukah. And I really think, according to the Rambam, the essence of Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Pirsum Nisa L'Rishus HaRabim. Yes, very much so. So, Mitzvah Chanukah has two prokim in the Rambam. And it is the only halacha in Rambam that only has two prokim. Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet. Perek Alav and Perek Bais are not Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam bundles together Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. When Hilchas Perek Alef and Beis or Hilchas Megillah, Perek Gimel and Dalet, Hilchas Chanukah. And the structure of Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Gimel doesn't deal with Ner Chanukah. Perek Gimel is all the halachas of Halel. And in other opportunities I explained, from Hilchas Chanukah to Rambam we see that the essence of Yemei Chanukah is V'kavu yomim eile lehalel v'hoidoye. Lehoidoyes u'lehalel. It is interesting. If we would put together the Rambam, probably we would put Dine Halel and Sefer Ahavo together with Hilchas Krishma, Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Brochas. After all, Halel is a mitzvah shebedibul. But in the Rambam, Dine Halel are not in Sefer Ahavo together with other mitzvahs shebedivar, which are essentially avodah zukeil. All the halachas of halal are in Hilchas Chanukah. So Perek Gimel doesn't deal with Hilchas Ner Chanukah. Perek Gimel is dedicated entirely to Hilchas Halel, and Perek Dalet are the halachas of Hadlukas Ner Chanukah. However, there are two halachas which appear in the beginning of Perek Gimel. And why is that? Because the Rambam, when he starts Hilchas Chanukah, first of all, he tells the story of Chanukah. What is Chanukah about? As we find in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph, my Chanukah. And Chazal tells the story of Chanukah. And that is exactly how the Rambam starts Hilchas Chanukah. So, Perek Gimel Aluch Aleph, Kosav Rambam. Bebayashani Kishamalhu Yavon, Gazru Gzeras Al Yisrael, Vibotlu Dosum, Veloyanich Waisam Lasik Betoiru Bemitzvis, Viposhti Yodam Bemamoinum, Ubibnoi Sayem, Venechnasula Hekel, Viposubu Persis, Vetimu Ataris, Vitzala Hemli Yisrael, Moid Bipneim, Velochatsum, Lachatz Godol, Al Shiricham Aleim Elokayavusainu. Voishio miyodom, vehetzilom, vegovru bnei chashmonoi kahana megdoilem vahorogum. Voishio yisrol miyodom, vehemilu melech menam koyanim. Vechosru malchus liyisrol yoyisrael musayim shono ad hachurban hasheni. And then the Rambam goes on in a locha beis. Kishigovri yisrol aloiveyem vaovdum b'chamishu b'yesnam b'chodesh kislev. Hoyo. Venechnos aleichel v'loi motzu shemen tor. And then the Rambam describes the nes of pach shemen. ומפני זה התקינו חכמים שבאויסי הדור, שיהיו שמונס היומים האלה שתחילו סון מלא על חמיש ובייסלם בכיסלב ימי שמחה וערב, ומדליקים בהנרויס בערב על פסחי הבתים בכל לילה ולילה, להרויס ולגלויס הנס. פרק גימל is not Hilchas Ner Chanukah. It is Dine Halel. But as an introduction to Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam writes, my Chanukah, what is it all about? However, Lefichoch etkinu chachomim sheba'oisei ador, shiu shmoines ayomim ha'ele yemei simcha v'ha'alel, umedlikim behenerois be'erev al pischei batayim. If Pesach Beisam Mebuchutz is merely one of the many halachas of Ner Chanukah, it should not appear in Perek Gimel, but rather in Perek Dalet, together with all the other halachas. This proves that Al Pischei Batayim is not only a specific halacha, it is the essence of Mitzvah Chanukah. Just like Shemoyne Yomim. Shemoyne Yomim is not one of many halachas. Shiu madlik neirois ve'erev al pischei batayem kedei lohoidia ulegalois aneis. That is the Iker Takonas Chachomim. It is not one of the many halachas. And that is why it appears a Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel is not the perek in which the Rambam teaches us the halachas of Ner Chanukah. Shiu medlik neirois ve'erev al pischei batayem. That these two halachas, be'erev, al pischei b'teyem, are not merely one of many halachas. That is the essence. That was Ikar HaTakona. Legalois veloidia hanes. And therefore, I think, according to the Rambam, yes, al pischei b'teyem, abachutz is miyakav, even b'dieved. And when Chazal say, b'shas ha'sakona manich al shelchonoi, that's HaTakona miyuchedes, l'shas ha'sakona belvad. And let us go beyond that. So why do I say Ein Halacha Kedivrei Rambam? Because I think there is a common denominator which deals with Mokum Hadlokas Aner and Zman Hadlokas Aner. So the Rambam maintains Mitzvos Ner Chanukah Mishetish Kechama Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. Kosev Rambam beperek Dalet Halacha Hey, and this is already Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet is the halachas of Ner Chanukah. Ein madlik neiros Chanukah koidim shetishko hachamo elo im shkiyoso loy miachren veloy magdimen shochach ohizit veloy hidlik im shkiyos hachamo madlik vohilech ad shetich leregel menashok. Kamu zman ze kemoi chotzi sho. Over zman ze einoi madlik. So the Rambam maintains, if you missed the half hour, chotzi sho o yoiser, over zman ze einoi madlik. No point. The Torah writes, ad chatzois, la locha, ad alois ha-shacha. What is the machlokes? The Rambam maintains l'shitosoi. It is all about persumanism. La'achas shekol seregel menashuk, there no longer is any mitzvah. So I think the Rambam l'shitosoi, la'achas shetich l'regel menashuk, you missed it. Because there no longer is persumanism. The Rambam l'shitosoi, Pesach habayis mebechutz is ma'akev. And kishem shepesach habayis mebechutz is ma'akev, ad shetich l'regel menashuk is ma'akev. Anan kaimalan that you could light till chatzos and maybe even till the morning. Kimavor b'shulchanoch b'sementof reishayim beis. And therefore, lididan Pesach beisem abechutz is only lachatchila, because before persumenisa mitzvahs nachanake is about zeichelenes. It is about Yoidu L'Hashem Chasdoi and not only Nifloisov Livnei Yoda. So the Ramban really maintains in Hilchas Mezuzah, Mitzvah L'Anicho B'Tchila Shlishu Elyon is only L'Chatchila, Mitzvah L'Anicho B'Toch Halolo Shel Pesach is only L'Chatchila, Mitzvah L'Anicho Tevach Hashem Shram is Makav B'Dievet. In the same way the Rambam could maintain Mitzvah L'Anicho Toch Hasor Tvochem is only L'Chatchila, Mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach ha-somach l'pesach is only l'chatchila. However, Mitzvah l'anicha pesach b'simchus could be miyakev b'dieved. And the Rambam l'shitosoi regarding the Zman Hadlaka. What? Now, mezuzah has nothing to do with persumanism. Nobody says that the essence of mezuzah is the same. The comparison is only the argument of the Beis Yosef. Three halachas, the same loshen, and what is the loshen? Mitzvah la'anichoy, they're all l'chatchila. But that is what the Beis Yosef says in Shittas HaTur. So my argument is, it coincides with the Shittas HaTur of HaRambam in Hilchas Chanukah as well. So regarding Zman Halacha Lididan, Simen Tov Reishayim Beis is a simen with deals with Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Ein madlik ner Chanukah koidim shetish kecham eilem sof kiyos. Loi mi akhlem, loi mi gdimen. And then, Ziv Beis, the Shechanov says, Shochach o hesed v'lo hidlekim shkiyas acham amadlek v'olik ad shetichlegam anashok. Kamoi chotzi shoh. Hanem ilel chatchelech. Aval emo v'arzeh hazman v'lo hidlek madlek v'olik kol alaylom. And that is the shit of the Mechaber. And the Ramo agrees with the Mechaber. So my argument is, they go b'shita satur. Pesach beisim abuchutz zoni lachatchela, ad shetichla regal menashuk zoni lachatchela, madlik v'hoylech kol alaylo. So obviously, kol alaylo is not persumen isle b'nei reshus arabim. Kol alaylo is for himself and maybe for some of his family. And therefore, I think that Mokam Hadlaka and Zaman Hadlaka have something in common, and that is the same Achloikis between the Tur and the Rambam. Everybody agrees, and nobody is Choylakam B'Shas HaSakona Manichoy Al Shulchonoy V'dayer. That is a Gemara, and nobody is Choylak. So I explained. According to the Rambam, that is a Takona Miuchedes L'Shas HaSakona Bilvad. According to the Tur, no. B'shas ha-sakona, you're potter of pesum and issui. So you go back to the basics. And the basics are...
Yeah?
No, no.
Takon is like a zecher...
Right, it's only a zecher. The zecher, there's no remez, there's no shemetz of a mitzvah in it. The ganze mitzvah is pesum and issui of Yidirama.
So what? B'shas ha-sakona, Chazal made a special takona. So b'shas ha-sakona, it is not about persumenisa, but you should still light at home. You know, in halacha and in lamdas, you need a bit of intellectual flexibility. Yes, the Rambam maintains that persumenisa is ma'akev, but that doesn't mean according that the Rambam is not aware of a concept from other areas of Torah of zeichelenis. Achilles matzah has nothing to do with pursuum and issa. But it's a zeichel and es. And yeshiva besuk is a zeichel and es. And Shabbos Kodesh is a zeichel yitzias mitzlayim. Nowhere do we find that Shabbos and matzah and sukkah are pursuum and issa. So the Rambam is well aware that there are many, many mitzvahs in Torah that are a zeichel yitzias mitzlayim, that there is a concept of zeichel and es. So why would it be a wonder that Chachamim were metaken b'shas ha-sakona? You cannot do Pesum and Issa because you don't have to put your life on the line to do Pesum and Issa. Pikuach Nefesh HaKol Kol HaTorah. So B'Shas HaSakona, you yoitzu with the Zeichel and Issa. When it's not a Shas HaSakona, Pesum and Issa is Ma'akev. What? It has, what? Our Shia today has nothing to do with Kofsa Zukkah, Kofsa Ein Zukkah Klo. Regardless of whether we define Mitzvah Chanukah Zechlanes or Pesumenes, the question of Kofsa Zukkah Klo is a totally different question. I think that if it would be dependent on us, each and every one of us would say, of course, Kofsa Zukkah Klo. But the Loch is Kofsa Ein Zukkah Klo. So, yes, you need an additional portion of flexibility. Zeichel Nes is not necessarily the moment of Hadlaka, but yes, I understand your logic. You say Zeichel Nes is the Mais Hadlaka. Persumenisa is the duration of Hadlaka. What you say makes a lot of sense, but it's Eimbo Hechreach. The question is ad kamo chivu chachomim. Mi shomer kofsa zokaklo, that is your basic chiyuv. Hadlokas ner Chanukah. You are not responsible what happens after the hadloka. So the shayla of, we do have a tendency, especially in yeshivas, every din to explain with lamdas. But when you really learn Shas with Rishonim and Poiskim, most halachas are not necessarily lamdas halachas. Some of them are very prosaic. So our tendency would be to say kofsa zokeklo, kofsa ein zokeklo, that's a beautiful svar. It depends, is it zeichelenes or persumenes? If it's persumenes, in one moment you have a very minimal exposure, very minimal persum. So we should say kofsa zokeklo. If it's zeichelenes and it's primarily for our own selves, then kofsa ein zokeklo. Beautiful svar, aval ein bo hechreach. Efshar shenestapku bigamora. To what degree were Chazal put responsibility upon us? Are we yotzi yedei choyva be'etza maisa adloka, or are we responsible that the ner actually should burn the entire time of atzitich leregel menashuk? So, do we find any beferish sources in the Rishonim? Yes. I think there's a very clear source in Rashbo and in Ritvo, that the din of Pesach Vesem and Bukhus is only Lechat Chilo. And it depends on the interpretation of Shas, the Sakona Manichel Shulchon Adai. Chosav HaRitva Daf Chof Aleph. When the Gemara says, V'Shas, the Sakona Manichel Shulchon Adai. Oimer Rebbe. And the Rebbe of the Ritva was the Ra'o, as we very well know. The Ritva was Mishamish, the Rashbo, and the Ra'o. But when he writes, Rebbe, Stam is Kavona, is the Ra'o. And the Ritva quotes, B'Shem Rabbi. When Chazal say B'Shas Sakona, they do not mean Sakonas Nefoshes. But Tsar, Koishi, any difficulty. Ula Fichach Oime Rebbe, Sheba Arzus Shalonu, Sharuach Menasheves, and the wind will blow out your Neiris Chanukah outside. Manichoy al shalchonoy vedayoy. Kach kosav haritvo. So the Ritva makes it very clear. When Chazal say v'shasa sakona, they do not mean sakonas nefoshes. They do not mean v'shasa xeda, when your life would be endangered by being madik ner Chanukah mabachutz. Sakona means any difficulty. Any koshi, you don't have to buy a box. And the Ritva explicitly says that in our countries where we live, Sharuach Menasheves, Kofai Kislev, so you can't be madlik b'chutz because the wind will blow out your candles, and therefore, Menichal Shulchonoi V'dayoi. So the Ritva, I think it is very clear that if our Pesach Beisim b'chutz is ma'akev, it is totally unreasonable to say if the wind is blowing, then it's not ma'akev. So it depends whether the wind is blowing or not. And the Ritva makes it very clear. Sakona does not mean sakonas nefoshes. It means any degree of difficulty or stress or discomfort or agmas nefesh or is defined as shasas kona. So it is clear from the Ritva. Pesach beisem bebekotz is a din lachat chila. It is not even a harsh din if the wind is blowing. Or any other difficulty, you do not have to be toreach terchia seira or go to the extremes. Menicha shulchan avedayim. The gemara is mesupik ner Shabbos v'ner Chanukah is a men koidim. Actually, the formulation of the gemara is ner beisoy v'ner Chanukah is a men koidim. Hikshu haRashba. So the Rashba has a very basic question: if you only have one ner, why would it be a contradiction? If you only have one ner, shianicho el shalchonoi, vidayoi, and the same ner could serve as a ner Shabbos and as a ner Chanukah. So what is the dilemma? Why is the Gemara mesupik ner Shabbos v'ner Chanukah is a men koidim? I mean, you could have the same ner to serve both purposes. Ner Chanukah yochol anicho el shalchonoi. So the Rashba proves from this Gemara that the halach is osa l'shtamish l'oiroi. Because if Ner Chanukah would be Mutar L'shtamish Ba'oiroi, why would we have a dilemma, Ner Shabbos V'Ner Chanukah Ezem and Koidim? Use the same single Ner to be Mekayim both mitzvahs. And the Rambam and the Rashbo clearly writes, it would be a case, a situation of B'Shas HaSakona Manichal Shulchan Avedayoi. If we would maintain B'Shas HaSakona is a Takona Miuchedes only when your life is in danger, then the Rashba doesn't make sense. The Rashba says if you only have one Ner, what's the suffix? What's the dilemma? That is a case of B'Shas HaSakona Manichal Shulchan Avedayoi. Behechreach raya mikan shosa l'shtamish v'loiro. And therefore the same ner cannot possibly be an er Shabbos and an er Chanukah at once. So the Rashba and the Ritva clearly maintain that Pesach Beis HaMebuchutz is only el lechatchila. And Shas HaSakona does not mean when your life is in danger. So, the Rashba and the Ritva clearly prove that Pesach Beis HaMebuchutz is only lechatchila. But we still have the basic question, why not be Mekayim Ner Chanukah lechatchila? So why do Hasidim are madlik mibifnim? So basically, we all cherish minhag avoseinu. But I think it could be argued that Hasidim were especially adherent and observant in minhagei avos. And is it merely because Hasidim are more are Mekayim Minhag Avoseinu with a vengeance more than others, or does it have some halachic basis as well? I think it does. First of all, the Ritva that we quoted, the Ritva writes very clearly that Ba'aretz Shelonu Sharuach Menasheves Manicha Al Shulchan HaVedayot. So, whether it's Eretz Yisrael or America or Europe, almost every day, Hanukkah, you cannot possibly be madlik ner Hanukkah and have it burn for a half hour at shetich l'regel menashuk without some kind of protection from the wind. So according to the Ritva, that is what one should lechatchila do. But I have another argument which I wrote about at length in Minchas Osha on Hanukkah. So there's Minchas Osha Chanukah Sichas and Minchas Osha Chanukah Shiurim and Lamdas, and this is in the Lamdas of Sefer, not in the Agadah. And I do think that when Chazal said Al Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz, it is not only to do Pesum and Nisul Bnei Yishus Arabim. I think there should be some kind of a linkage and a zika Ben Habayis Vahaner. It should be clear which bias was madlik this ner. And I think we see this from various halachas. First of all, the din of chashda. Bias yesh lo shnei psochim tzorech shnei neres. So Chazal were makbid, it should be clear that this is the home of this ner. And this ner belongs to this house. And that is also the reason, mitzvah l'anichoy b'tefach ha-somuch l'pesach. Why would that be an inyan, tefach ha-somuch l'pesach? Why isn't it enough that I put on an ner b'shus harabim? I made pesum and nisr shus harabim. Lo. Chazal don't say, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lahanichoy birshus harabim. They said al Pesach beisoy mebechutz. Not only a Pesach beisoy mebechutz, but tefach hasamuch lePesach. Doesn't that clearly indicate that Chazal wanted there to be some kind of a kesher between your home and your ner? People passing on the street should say, "This is a home that was madlik ner Chanukah." And that is why there's a din of chashda. And therefore, I think, once upon a time, everybody had his little house, his little hut. There were no high-rises. There were no skyscrapers. There were no huge condominiums, houses that had 20 apartments, 30 apartments. I mean, people didn't have the means and the know-how to build very high and tall buildings. So when Chazal said al Pesach beisum mebechutz, each and every household had his own ner that was betefach asomach lePesach. But the world has changed, and the way we live has changed, and most people don't have their private homes. And if you have 20 people living in one knisa, and you see a cluster of 20 chanakias in the entrance to the building, you would never know who do these neres belong to? And there should be a kesher between the individual house and his ner Chanukah. And maybe that is why the minig changed and people are madlik mibifnim, even in Eretz Yisrael when there is no sakana whatsoever. There should be a kesher between the bias and the ner. So when people ask me, I could either light b'chaloyin ha'somach l'shus harabim or b'pesach habayim b'chutz. I lechatchile prefer chaloyin ha'somach l'shus harabim. Even though b'zman chazal v'shulchan orech it is only a certain level of b'diyevet. Im hoyudar ba'aliyah manichoy b'chaloyin ha'somach l'shus harabim. But I think it is better to light b'chaloyin ha'somach l'shus harabim than to have 20 chanakis in the entrance to your building. The entrance to your building doesn't indicate your private domain, your private house. This is my Ner Chanukah. And therefore, maybe it is preferable to light the Neres b'chaloyin ha'somach l'shus harabim and not Pesach b'Seva b'chutz together with 20 other chanakis, 20 other menorahs. To the best of my recollection, but I'm not sure, I think a year ago, B'mokrim HaKodesh HaZeh, we spoke about the Chiyav Adlukas Nachanakeh, is it on the Gavra or on the Bias? And I explained, it's on the Bias, but not the house, but rather the household. When Chazal say Ner Ishu Beisoy, they don't mean the structure, they don't mean the building, they mean the family. The people that dwell in the house, that is what they mean when they say Ner Ishu Beisoy. Not the person and his house, but the person and his family. I think Mrs. Nachanek is on the Gavra, but the bias is the Hechet Timtz. But the mitzvah is on the Gavra. Different than Mezuzah. Mitzvah's Mezuzah is on the bias. Mrs. Nachanek is on the Gavra. However, where should I put my Ner? You put your ner al Pesach HaBayis mebechutz. But this is a big arichas, so let's not get into this now. So once again, maybe, so this is a discovery. The Ritva, and both Ritvas I quote are the Ritvas HaChadoshim, which was discovered not many years ago, and it's not the classical Ritva that we had for hundreds of years. And the Ritva clearly says that when many people live in a chotzer, one should light al Pesach Beisem Ebechutz and he is moitzi all the others, but then he brings another opinion. No. If many people live in the same chotzer and their private homes have no Pesach L'shus Harabim, the only Pesach L'shus Harabim is Pesach HaChotzer, then each of them are madlik al Shulchonoi. V'kach Noyagim Bekol Artseinu, writes the Ritva. So the Ritva clearly says what I argued. So maybe, because the vast majority of Frum Jews in Eretz Yisrael don't live in private homes, but rather in apartment buildings, and there are many, many homes in one Knisa, there is no Chiyuv of Pesach Beisem Ebechutz. So maybe that is the basis for Minik Hasidim to be madlik b'toich habayis and not al Pesach b'isim habachutz. Do'ovid kamar ovid, u'do'ovid kamar ovid, and everyone is noye k'minag avoysov, k'minag raboysov, ve'elu, ve'elu divrei alakim chayim, and that is why my personal minig is achoyz b'zeh v'gam ezeh al tanach yodcho. So today we discussed from the halachic point of view mokim hara'ui la'adlokas ner Chanukah, and we touched upon the very essence of mitzvahs hadlokas ner Chanukah, whether it is all about persumenis or basically about zechalenes, and persumenis being an addition, you know, an added value, but not the basis and the very fundamental idea of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. So Adlokas Ner Chanukah is a zeche to the Nes Pach HaShemen, which brings us to a very basic question. Bo'u bo'pritzim v'chileluho. The Yevonim were Mechalal, all the Klei Migdosh. Yud Gimel Peretzes Persu Bechoymes Abayis. They had nothing personally against the Menorah. To them, whatever they could destroy, whatever they could desecrate, they did. So why was the Nes Dafka in Menorah Samor, and not in the Mizbech HaChitzen, or the Mizbech HaPnimi, or the Shulchan, or the Lechem HaPoni? Why were they Zoyche in the Nes Dafka b'Menorah Samor, and Dafka b'Shemen sheb'Menorah? The other question is, why is the Zecher about Lukas HaNer? The Maharal wonders, whenever we make a Zecher in Nes, it is a Zecher to the salvation of Klal Yisrael. A Zecher that they were Zecher to be Mekayim a Mitzvah for 8 days, does that merit a Zecher lenetzach l'tzochem l'olam v'ed? When we make a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is a Zecher to the salvation. To the Etzem Yetziah Meyeretz Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsef, which was a lifesaver. Purim, Mikra Megillah Zecher to Memoves L'chaim. So why would there be a Zecher to Nes Pach HaShemen? Do we have to make a Zecher thousands of years for eternity that we were Zecher to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Menorah Samor? It was only once in the story of the Jews that there was Malchus that was not Mebeis Yehuda. And those were Malchei Beis Chashmenoi. They were Koyanim, Meshevet Levi. And it is very well known that the Ramban writes, Lo Yosa Shevet Miyehuda V'mechoykik M'bein Ragla V'mparshas V'yechi, that Malchus Beis Chashmenoi was illegitimate. And therefore, it had no terchelis. It was limited and then destroyed. Because lo yose shevet miyehuda, po mechoykik mebeis ragla. According to the Ramban, why was it min hashamayim? It must be some profound idea. So why was it that this illegitimate malchus had to be dafka in this crucial period of Nes Chanukah? It must have an explanation. Agav, I think the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban when the Ramban has a negative opinion about Malchus Beis Chashmenoi. Because the Rambam we quoted before, when he speaks about Nes Chanukah, the Rambam writes, V'tzar lahem liYisrael ma'oid mepneihem, v'lo chatzum lachatz godol, ad sherichem aleihem alukai aviseinu. Voishia miyodom, veitzilom, vegovru bnei chashmenoi akoyanim agdoilem, vehorgum, voishu yisro miyodom, vehemidu melech men akoyanim, vechozru malchus liYisrael yoisrael mesayim shon adachor masheini. So obviously this Malchus was a positive Malchus, otherwise the Rambam wouldn't stress it, wouldn't emphasize that the Nes Chanukah was, that the Chashmenu were victorious, and they saved the people of Israel. V'chozru Malchus v'hemidu melech min ha-koyanim v'chozru Malchus v'yisrael mesayim shono ad chom v'yishen. So I think this proves that according to the Rambam, this Malchus was as beautiful and as legitimate as any other Malchus we saw. However, according to the Rambam, why was it that only once in the history of our people there was Malchus that was not Mebeis Yehuda? And why did it have to be so, Dafke, by the Nes of Chanukah? The Levush points out that Chanukah and Purim have something in common. They are the two Yomim Tovim that are Medivrei Sofer and not Mina Torah. But they are so different. The mitzvah of Purim is Chai Vinish Levesum, Mishta Vesimcha. Chanukah, it is only at Lukas Aner and Halel, only Ruchnias. There is no mitzvah of Mishta Vesimcha on Chanukah. And the Levush explains, it all depends on the nature of the Gzeira and the salvation. Purim, we were in mortal danger, in physical danger. The Gzera was Lahashmed Lahara Gulabed as Kola Yehudim. Chanukah, there was no Gzera of annihilation. It was Lashkichem Terosach, Ulavira Machuker Itzanecho. So the Nes was a Nes of Atzola Ruchnis. It was a spiritual salvation for the Klal Yisrael, and not saving our very lives and existence. Klal Yisrael was in a danger of Shichas HaTorah, not an existential danger as B'Gzeiras Haman V'Achashverosh. So when we are to remember the Nes of Purim, it is B'Mishta V'Simcha, which is physical benefit or pleasure, a physical expression of Hoidoya. Chanukah is all about Lashkichem Torosecho. And I think to fight the Gzeir of Lashkichem Torosecho, that had to be with Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is the Shevet of Torah. Kisif Seikoye Nishmer Udas, V'Toyre Yevakshim Yipuyu. And when the Rambam Esofel Chashmita V'Yoyvel speaks about Shevet Levi, he writes, everybody could be part of Shevet Levi. Kol ish v'ish mekol boi oi la masher hevino medoi ve not voruchoi. Lama defne Hashem la ovdi l'shor so the day was Hashem. And therefore the Nes of Chanukah had to be through Shevet Levi. And that is why for a limited period of time it was Malchus of Koyhani. And the Melucha and the Kohuna came together and were combined. This had to be to fight the Gzeirah of Shkichem Terasechom. It had to be the Shevet of Torah, and that is why from all the Klei Mikdosh, the Nes was in Menorah Samor. I explained many times the three basic Kelim in Beis Hamikdash, and the entirety of Avodas Hamikdash centers around three Kelim: Menorah, Mizbeach, and Shulchan. Menorah keneged Torah, Mizbeach is Avoda, and Shulchan is Gemilus Chasodim. So of all the Klei HaMikdash, the Nes Chanukah was Dafka in Menorah Samor. And Dafka Shemen Shebener, because in Bruchas Nun Zayin, the Gemara says, Haroi Shemen Zayis B'chaloim Yitzapa Lamor HaTorah. It is the light of Torah, which is Nimshal to Shemen Zayis. And that is why the Nes was Dafka, not in the Mizbechos or in the Shulchan, but Menorah Samor and Shemen Zayis Shebe Menorah Samor. The Roikeach points out that Mahadra Mina Mahadra Namad Lek Lamed Vov Neirois Lamed Vov Keneged Ma Sefer HaKeach says Or HaGonus, the Or of Bereshis was Mishamish B'Yolam 36 hours, and that is Keneged Lamed Vov Neirois in Ner Chanukah. In Ner Chanukah one could see the Or HaGonus. Where was that light concealed? Where is it nignas? The Degel Machna Ephraim quotes the Baal Shem Tov, his great Zayda and teacher. It is nignas v'tzayda. V'kach kosov b'medesh tanchume parshas noyach. Ganzei v'tzayda la'amelei t'ayda shebalpe b'yoyimu v'layla shebeschusam hu oylam oymi. And therefore, the Ner Oragonus is keneged Ner Chanukah. So one of the great Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov was Rav Pinchas Mikoretz. And Rav Pinchas Mikoretz says, Lamed Vov Ner Chanukah coincide with another Lamed Vov. And whenever I speak to Yiddish Kinderlach, children, I say, what else is Lamed Vov? And they all shout, Lamed Vov Tzadikim. Yeah. One would expect the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov to speak about Lamed Vov Tzadikim, no? But no. Rav Pinchas Mikoretz doesn't mention Lamed Vov Tzadikim. What he does mention is Lamed Vov Mesechtes in Shas Bavli. And he says, the Lamed Vov Neiras or Chanukah are keneged Lamed Vov Mesechtes. Mishnayos has far more than 36 Mesechtes. But the Ikar Simcha and Lichtigkeit of Torah Shebaal Peh is in Shas Bavli. And in Shas Bavli we have Lamed Vov Mesechtes. So when you light Neiras Chanukah, you should have in mind Nerev Bova Kama, the Nerev Bova Metzia, Nerev Savochim, the Nerev Menoches, the Nerev Krisis, and the Nerev Temura. Because the Lamed Vov Neres of Hanukkah are connected Lamed Vov Mesechtes Hashas. 36 hours of the Oragonas. Let's put in the Lamed Vov Tzadikim as well. Why not? Lamed Vov Tzadikim, Lamed Vov Mesechtes. Anything that brings light to the world. Because in the Ner Hanukkah one could have the Schia to see the cherished Or Hagonus. Shenignas v'toyra la'amelei toyra. And with the other goddess, one could see Mesafu Oilam v'atsoif. So that is what the Nes Chanukah is about. 500 years ago, one of the Gedolei Yisrael was zoiche to his own personal Nes Chanukah. Rabbeinu HaMarshal, one of the greatest Achroinim, writes in the Hakdama to Yam Shel Shloima, his magnificent sefer. I had no intention of publishing my sforim. Ad she hiru li ois men hashomayim b'ner mitzvah v'toyra or. Sosam v'loi perish. He says something, but he doesn't share with us. Hiru li ois men hashomayim b'ner mitzvah v'toyra or. And the chido and sefer shem ha-gedoylem hoylech rochil u'megal ha-soid. And he says the Mashal was once learning in the middle of the night. And he had an air which could only burn for a half hour. But he was into a sugya. And Pacha Shemen Shaloi Hoya Boy Elo Lahad Leksho Achas Nasa Boy Neis Vedliku Memeno Shmoine Shois. That's not the Chudos Loshen, that's my Loshen. But. And the Marshal saw in that neis a remez men hashemayim that his Torah should be the Torah of Klal Yisrael. And it is then and there that he decided that he is going to be mefitz his Torah in the world and Baruch Hashem. And we are nene from his neis Chanukah ad hayom hazeh. So neis Chanukah has to do with Torah. It has to do with ner mitzvah v'Torah or. Because the Gzeira was Shichicha Satoira, and the Hatzola was Hatzola Satoira. And my feeling is that is why the Hatzola had to be Ali Dei Shevet Levi. That is the Shevet of Torah. And that was the justification for Malchus Beis Hashminoi, according to the Rambam. Yerosim Bekora B'Yomenu, Shias Gala Oragonus, Ka'or, Shivis Yomei Bereshis. And we should once again be zeich to see the Kohen Gadol. Meitev u'madlekes aneres b'menoras amor b'beis amigdosh b'biaz goyel tzedek b'meheru v'yomenu. Hu rachamon, hu yaselon anisim k'shem shosiso lavuseinu b'yom amahem u'bizman hazeh.